Frank by Barbara Lucy. The sunset scattered its skeins of red and yellow across the Mediterranean from the west. As I gazed south from the balcony to the gardens, I was foolish to have invited Frank, an acquaintance from the movie we'd just wrapped. But for more than a week, I'd had the borrowed villa to myself. Loneliness rode me unfamiliarly, an unwelcome tenderfoot on my seasoned Appaloosa back. Garlicky lamb sausage they call merguez, smoked on the grill below, with sweet red peppers and wide planks of eggplant. An avocado shrimp salad with lime mayonnaise lay under a cool, wet cloth on the stone kitchen counter. Rosé chilled in a bucket alongside the garden table. I'd left the gate open for him. He parked next to the ancient Citroën in the Pebble Drive. From above, I watched him rake his right hand through glossy black hair, tossing the keys with his left, otherwise empty-handed. Harboring, nonetheless, an inestimable gift neither of us expected nor intended.